The censoring of scientists by the Medical Research Council, along with the grovelling toading apology issued by its board chairman, Professor Johnny Mhlanga, to the Health Minister Zweli Mkhize, makes a complete mockery of President Ramaphosa's statement last night when he said, and I quote, "We appreciate the diverse and sometimes challenging view of the scientists and health professionals in our country, which stimulate public debate and enrich our response," unquote. This gagging and grovelling order follows a campaign of bullying of the president of the Medical Research Council, Professor Glenda Gray, after she spoke critically in an interview of aspects of the lockdown response. The bullying culminated in a letter sent from the acting director general of the health department, Dr. Anban Pillay, to the Medical Research Council on Friday, instructing them to investigate Dr. Gray. These actions of intimidation are aimed at silencing opposing views and are completely unacceptable in an open democracy, and particularly not in circumstances of a pandemic response that requires constant updating and amending. We need to see the wide range of views being heard. Now more than ever, the principles of transparency and accountability are of critical importance. We cannot tolerate the authoritarian censorship of those who raise their concerns. President Ramaphosa was being disingenuous when he said on live TV that government welcomes challenging views of scientists. The exact opposite is true. Government is doing everything in its power to shut down the growing wave of dissenting views in the scientific community. The Medical Research Council members should have the freedom to express their opinions, even if these don't align perfectly with government's. There is no point in co-opting 50 scientists onto government's ministerial advisory committee if they're all expected to hold and express the exact same view on all aspects of the COVID-19 response. Minister Mkhize was entirely within his rights to disagree with Professor Gray, which he duly did in a rebuttal piece. But for the Director General of his department to now write to the MRC, instructing an investigation into her conduct, along with the veiled threats of revealing other unnamed issues from unnamed sources, is frankly unacceptable. It is equally unacceptable that the MRC have capitulated the way they have done before government's bullying. Government has already lost a lot of credibility in its COVID-19 response by failing to supply the model and the data on which it has based its decisions to place South Africa in the longest hard lockdown in the world, a decision that is going to cause untold suffering for an entire generation of South Africans. Gagging dissenting voices in the scientific community will certainly cost whatever credibility there remains.